You are now listening to A Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War. Here are your hosts.
Welcome to A Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War. I'm one of your hosts, Ken, aka Lightstar777 in Summoner's War. And I'm here with my great friend of over 13 years.
Hi everyone, my name is AJ and my gamer tag is Aztec Olmec.
We are going to be discussing all things Summoner's War, runes, mons, and everything in between. Maybe you'll learn something, hopefully have a lot of fun, and as always, thanks for joining us.
Now let's listen to two geeks talk about monsters.
So we're starting because you started early. Oh, you have a starting soon now?
Starting soon now.
Wow. Look at you, fancy pants.
I try. Just try and be like my buddy Lightstar.
I can give you the timing and everything. Yeah, we can go over it. Yeah, we'll do all that. We're going to do things. And stuff, too.
Stuff, things, and stuff. That's one of my favorite... Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to talk about my new music addiction like in a second. But anyway. All right.
It's time, so count it down, and we'll get started whenever you're ready.
Okay. There it is. Live stream. Okay. 3, 2, 1. Transition. 3, 2, 1. Hello, summoners. Welcome to another pulse pounding.
Oh, yeah.
Lightning inducing.
Finally caught up to my buttons.
Tower ascending. Episode of A Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War.
Yeah.
I am the otaku Aztec Olmec. But it wouldn't be a proper episode if I didn't have Moon Knight Lightstar 777 with me.
So generous. I would definitely be Steven, of course. Hello, everybody out there. Welcome to our inaugural Saturday live stream of our podcast. Saturday Live. Aztec, how are you on this fine Saturday afternoon? I'm sun's out and everything.
I'm great. Everything is going and flowing very well. How are you doing? Because I don't ever want to feel that you always ask me, and I always go into the topic and stuff. How are you doing? You good?
I am doing great. Thank you for asking. Loving the daylight outside. This is great. I'm already a fan. 10 out of 10. Definitely would recommend, Saturday recordings. Already a big fan. Big fan of our ideas that we come up with ourselves.
Usually Wednesday nights was our usual time to stream. We're going to start streaming on the weekend on Saturdays now because Lightstar is up. He has more energy on Saturdays. The sun is up. Well, the sun is always up in Florida. You know, sunshine state. But, we're going to do
this. I'd sing the song, but I'm not allowed to, apparently.
Here comes the sun. Yeah, we're not going
to
sing
it. I'm not allowed to sing it. I'm not allowed.
There's a specific reason.
Beetle free since '93.
But anyway.
Free since '93.
Topics. We got topics. Our topics are
numerous. Lots. We have a lot. And I don't know how much we're going to get to this. We did talk about that we were going to talk about something last time, and we totally skipped it. So I'm going to say it again, just in the off chance we remember long enough to do this. But multi-role units versus single-use units, like, you know, your galleons, your one stripper, like, you know, your Sekhmet, like, you know, like, are these units better, or should you always go for like a multi-role unit in most of your team comps, like, or are people who excel at one thing and one thing only in this game good to have still? I personally want to complain about the magic shop. I don't know if anybody else has noticed it, but
of all things, yes. Definitely put on your your old man pants and tell the kids to get off your lawn because you knew new players. So yeah, I want to hear your thoughts about the Magic Shop.
I mean, I have actually real compelling reasons for my anger at this. What else are we going to talk about there, Aztec?
Definitely want to shout out Miho Yosh. He, you know, that company
Miho!
Pretty
amazing. Yo!
Jeez, or Hoyoverse, as they like to be called. They did
Miho!
Amazing work in the community. You know, obviously, Shanghai is being affected by COVID, and they have done a good amount of, you know, not only fundraising, but donations of equipment and school
and food and things like that. Yeah, I mean, just across the board.
So definitely
they are helping out. And we're going to, we do have a link about that, that we are going to definitely make sure we tag to this episode. Yeah. So if anybody's interested in seeing what all they did and an article about it, we'll have that attached for you all.
Yes, if you are listening on the 7th, which is, you know, it's Free Comic Book Day. So go out.
Go to your, what is it? Lost Planet? Is that the one in Manhattan you took me to?
Forbidden Planet. Yeah, big shout out to them.
That's right.
I get my shirts. I get a couple of comics from them from time to time. But yeah, Forbidden Planet.
I'm going to give you my shopping list next time you go. So just let me know when you're going next time.
But yeah, it's Free Comic Book Day. So go out and get a free comic book. We're going to talk some Moon Knight. I saw the finale. Lightstar, I think, saw the finale also.
I did see it.
Awesome. So Lightstar has the finale also. So
Moon Knight. We'll put up our warning lights before we talk spoilers, of course. You know, there's other things. We might get to them. Let's just get started. Let's get into this, okay? I want to talk about the Magic Shop. And here's the thing. So the thing is, 750 crystals for 11 mystical scrolls for the what do they call it? The premium like pack that you can get like of scrolls, right? I remember when they did an update not terribly long ago, maybe like a year ago, they increased the drop rates for legend runes in the Magic Shop. And I remember watching a video where Schizophrenic Gamer was trying to see if there was a correlation between, like, you know, I mean, or not a correlation, but if that was a better value, because one, he was hunting to see if there were any good legend 6-star runes that would come up from refreshing, as well as like what else he could get. And it was ridiculous. He did like 750 crystals there and got like obnoxious amounts of like way more scrolls, way more like light and dark pieces and legendary scroll pieces and actual runes that were worth buying and, you know, building and all that, right? Like across the board, just so good and so much he got from it.
Yeah.
The other day, I wanted to see after the update if it was still worth its worth what you invest in it to do, right?
Right.
And I swear...
What happened?
I spent probably 800 crystals easily. And that was how... Like, because I purposely was not stopping because I wanted to know when I would actually get one.
Right.
But it took me 800 crystals of refreshes to get one mystical scroll. So we went from where it was a better value with the Magic Shop to do 750 crystals because you'd get as many, if not more, mystical scrolls,
right,
as well as getting, you know, other beneficial items, right?
Yeah.
And to go from that to something that is just so, so, like 800 crystals deep or more. Like, honestly, I was getting so frustrated because, right, like, I was digging into my crystal army so bad. Like, you have so many crystals compared to me right now, because I can tell that one event that they had not long ago where you could spend 750 crystals, right, and get like a box with goodies in it, that you did not partake in that. I partook.
Yeah.
I partook a lot. I partook enough for a small village and gave all my crystals back.
A man and his crystals are
Soon parted. Yes. Soon parted. I was parting hand over fist with them. Honestly, though, they were really good. Like, I mean, I probably got like five, you know, like really good scrolls out of that. Like, you know, I could not complain about the results I had from spending that. So I was cool with it. It didn't really bother me. But yeah, no, I was just honestly shocked because, like, I you know, I'm not one to just like take it at face value that it was still that way. So I was like, well, I'll burn my 750 crystals and I'll keep track what I get. And I mean, I maybe got like 10 light and dark pieces, maybe like 15 legendary pieces, right, maybe. I mean, not a bad amount of those, but one mystical scroll. And I could not believe it. I could not believe I spent that many crystals to be snubbed. And not one rune that was 6-star and even epic. I couldn't even find a 6-star epic rune.
I gotta stop you there.
To save my life.
I forgot all about my birthday summons. My birthday is next week, so by the time we do this on Saturday, it will have already passed. So I'm gonna do all my birthday summon-ish now in this particular episode. My birthday is next week Friday, so, you know, by way, but anyway,
Rashiboshi,
that you're here, thank you.
What's up, Rashiboshi? How you doing?
He says that's abnormal that I lucked out on 800 crystals of pure hell. But he says it's all random. I know it's random, but like there's random, and then there was vicious.
Bad random.
Vicious.
Bad random.
Neither of those are great value, but yeah, I normally, if I needed stuff, I would always do the refresh, but yeah. I spent so many 750 crystals on those packs that they had in that shop not long ago. I fell over myself to give my crystals back to
the good old come to, I hear
you. Come to us. I was just like, you know, who needs crystals anyways, eh? But no, yeah, I mean, that, and then there was another thing with the update. I don't know if anybody else noticed this, and it could just be a me thing that this bothers me.
What's up?
He's only listening to us because he's still delivering mail today. You know what? That's cool. We'll take you any way we can get you, Rashiboshi. Definitely. So we appreciate you. They start of day reward for your daily quests used to be 3 energy for the dimensional hole. No, not dimensional hole. What do they call it? The dimensional thing where like you could get the high level experience or the normal, like, what was that thing called? Oh. You know what I'm talking about? The like little pink thing.
Oh yeah, this thing.
You know, the normal or the high. I'm assuming you're showing me something, yeah, but what's it called?
It's called the
Dimensional
Rift, right?
Yeah. Rift, yeah. Right, sure.
Dimensional Rift. That's,
yeah, so like, you know, I used to love that because it would, even if I wasn't using an XP boosting thing, right, it would, like, I would do 3 a day just to, like, be able to get the new ones. And it was kind of how I passively would level up some of my characters, was just, you know, throw them in the high level one,
right,
and, you know, grind out some that. But, like, they don't give it to us anymore. We don't get it. We don't get it anymore.
Oh, they just changed it. They just moved it.
Yeah.
They moved it over here.
I know. They don't like it. They don't like it.
Buy them for free, yes. It was one of the few free things you can get in Summoner's War. But yeah, in some other games...
Wait, they're for free? Because again, your gameplay is frozen, so just assume I can never see what you're clicking on my end, gotcha. But what is it you're clicking on?
Well, if you go to the Dimension Rift, and you go in the corner, it has a big plus sign in the top right. Dimensional crystals. This is where the dimensional crystals are. When you click it, it brings you to the shop where you can get free for free. So, yeah, they didn't take it away. They just moved it.
Oh, so what you're telling me is this is another come to us hid something to to make me have to jump through hoops to get the free benefit of the day. Okay.
Free. Yeah. You gotta click twice
like instead of clicking once. Like the daily crystals...
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
absolutely.
Thank you.
The daily crystals you have to go to the shop for. So, yeah. So, remember that. Go to the shop, get your free crystals. But, yes, now you have to go to the dimensional.
I retract my anger then, good. I suppose.
See, I was able to quell
the lights by 28%.
But, and some other gaming news. No Man's Sky, they've done it again. They have knocked out a awesome update. It's called the Outlaws update, where you can do all kinds of nefarious things, and it's just another free update from Hello Games, and I'm just blown away how many free updates. You know, I mean I bought it on PS4 initially, but then I got it on PC with this recent sale they had on Steam. And it's just it's gorgeous on a gaming PC. But yeah, man, it's great, man. It's very cool. Shout out to them. You can do, I mean, I'm doing the expedition just to make a new game save, but I'm pretty much done with it, and it's just great. You know, everything from the new ships to the ship combat to the walker combat. Just chef's kiss. Just very cool.
Reshiboshi's right. It's just to get me to open the shop, so I'll spend crystals.
That's exactly what it is. That's all it is.
I don't like it.
That's why they give you the free tickets to Disney when you get a timeshare. Same thing. Exact same thing. Anyway. Also, let's see. In other gaming news, other than... Actually, you want to talk some Moon Knight? Let's talk Moon Knight. Put up that cool spoiler sign that you have.
Reshiboshi, set a timer for yourself. I'm going to say 5 minutes. So at 4:22, come back. And I promise we will only talk about spoilers till then.
Yes.
All right, here we go. We're going to start in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay. So, loved it. Loved Moon Knight. I know a lot of people like kind of were iffy about the whole thing. I enjoyed it. I thought it was great. I love Poe Dameron though. So like, honestly, he could do no wrong. I because, you know, we both read comic books, like I kind of knew where that was going at the end. So I was not altogether surprised, but like,
it was great. The way they pulled it off was awesome.
Oh yeah. Like, and
very well.
And I mean, especially to not give too much away, like the way they were fighting and all was just slapped. It was great choreography. I loved the different styles, like in the middle of the fight, like, and everything else. All of it. It was just, I enjoyed it quite a bit.
Just like the fight scene between the two Egyptian gods was just nuts, man. It was nuts. So it was great.
I love how casually it was going on in the background. Like,
and then it would mirror.
Look at it. There's a couple Egyptian gods bigger than the pyramid fighting back there. It's like,
what a background.
Okay, just super casual. Super cash.
Yeah, it was,
and I mean, what do you think about the ethos of that? I mean, that's kind of like, you know, Minority Report, like, yes. If you remember that Tom Cruise movie, like, very well. Right. So it's kind of the same thing, like, yes. you had Amit who wanted to stop people before they had the chance to indulge in the crime, or you had, you know, Khonshu, who would only punish you if you decided to actually go through with your nefarious intent. Right. So, I don't know. I mean, I've got to side with Khonshu because, like, you know, I believe people have the capacity for good right up until the end. So, yeah.
Yeah. But it was very well done, shot amazingly. But yeah, these Disney Marvel series have been pretty much, for the most part, very... All right, WandaVision, great.
Phenomenal.
Loki, not so, so great. So it's like, you know...
Whoa, sir, we cannot agree on that. Loki was the best series we've ever had. Like, I could watch...
Really?
Owen Wilson, Tom Hiddleston, buddy cop movie show forever. And ever, and you come on, Loki falling in love with himself was the most Loki thing that could have ever happened. Ever, he fell in love with himself. What narcissism was on display? It was awesome. Oh my god, and like just hiding in the apocalypses and all. I mean, like all of it, like the TVA, like you know you. I love a good bureaucracy is evil story, so you know it really resonated with me, like, you know.
For someone in the last episode didn't like the multiverse concept, you liked Loki. That's cool. That means you can be
I didn't say I didn't like the multiverse concept. I said it's a logical and stupid idea for things, but all right, we have to wrap up because we have less than a minute to go. So final thoughts about Moon Knight before we stop being spoilers.
Three thumbs up. Liked it a lot. Thought it was awesome. Go watch it. I don't want to spoil too much of it, but you know, go watch it.
No. And I feel like we did not do too much damage here today. So thank God for us. Yes. Look at us go.
We're awesome.
All right. Well, I'm going to pop this back up. We're going to stop talking about that, but we can totally talk about Loki because it's past the 2 week rule that I say.
Yeah.
We can
past.
Talk about things. All right. So let me pull that up. All right.
Actually, I wanted to talk about the topic you brought up about the multi-role units doing.
Yeah. So here's the thing. Like, okay. So you have. Well, like, the... Juno. Okay? You were talking about Juno last week, right? Juno can heal, can convert buffs to damage over time.
Right.
So, that, to me, is like a multi-role unit, right?
Okay.
So, you're not technically stripping the buffs from them, but you're converting them to be beneficial for you. Excuse me. So, thank you. Sorry. But like, you know, that's just the thing. Like, you know, I wonder, should most of your teams revolve around that kind of like multi-role unit? Because, or the team I'm pretty much marching through Toa with right now is Fran, who heals and buffs.
Right.
Okay. So I would consider her a multi-role.
Okay.
Because she increases attack damage and she adds resistance, so you won't get debuffed.
Mm-hmm.
And she heals. So I think, yeah, multi-role. Very, very useful, very beneficial. But everybody else on this team is all they're good at one thing and one thing only. Like, I've got the Fire Twins right. to try to lock down their team and not have them move. I've got the Fire Amiyuji to just bring some big DPS. And I've got Sylvia just to increase the amount of times everybody's doing their respective jobs on the team. Right. So like, in a way, it's like, you know, this team, in my mind, would be mostly single-use units. Like, yes. they're not doing anything other than their one job. But, right. like, you know, would it be better to have, like, a whole team of, like, Junos that, you know, oh, well, they're healing, but they're also doing this. They're stripping, but they're also doing... Because, like, this is, like, my complaint about Galleon, you know? I mean, and we all know I have a beef with Galleon, but, like, my beef is his S3 does nothing... But again, think about it. Right. Like, okay. if you have to speed tune your Galleon, right? And then you have to basically waste two slots to get him to do what he needs to do. Because almost everybody you might fight is always going to have, like, will runes and that. So you have to bring a stripper that's faster than your Galleon. Right. You have to basically turn one, try to get rid of their buffs so that your Galleon could actually land... on it without them having, like, resistance to it. And then if he's able to land it, great, you got your defense break on them, and that's wonderful. But I mean, he doesn't do any damage. Like, whereas yeah. you know, I know my bet, and I know, like, some of my other units will do defense break, like, but I mean, like the Fire Amiyuji here, right?
Yeah.
He does defense break. So, like, why would I waste a unit to have Galleon when that's all he does and he doesn't do damage? And even when he is, quote, doing damage, it's not nearly as robust as other monsters that I could bring to the table. And again, I get it that they're not doing the defense break as well as he would. So, like, again, it's the trade-off. Like, for the... you know, multi-purpose, like the people who are doing defense break and they're also doing damage, you're sacrificing a little bit of the utility of being really, really good at debuffs. Well, you know,
yeah, but to your first topic about using building teams around multi-roles, what do you, I mean, this one that you're using right here for TOA,
one multi-role person.
We got right.
But I mean, technically, but around. See, like, but that's the thing. Also, they stun, so I mean, I guess yes, there again is, you know, a multi-role. So I'm guessing, like, is every unit in this game pretty much a multi-role, or are, because, like, to me, Galleon does such little damage that it doesn't count as being multi-role in my world. He's okay, only there yeah. to do that defense down.
And that's it, yeah.
And other than that, he's a wasted slot on my team.
Okay.
He's just there to die and to... So he says... Rashiboshi.
Right.
He says Galleons is a non-contact S3, so it doesn't suffer from glancing hits versus win, and it attack buffs your team. See, and I love that, Rashiboshi, but he still feels like such a waste to me. Like, I don't know. I've just, like, and I've built Galleon. I've used Galleon at times. Like, you know, I...
You know where all of my Galleons have gone? To my frigate. Frigate's great.
But, like, but the thing is, I don't know. I don't know what it is about Galleon. It's just...
Use frigate.
I don't have frigate. I don't have frigate.
Use... are you sure? I don't know.
Frigate's the dark...
Yep. Dark pirate.
Pirate. Yep. Don't have him.
Oh, wow.
Why would I?
I'm shocked.
He's not a Heart of House or anything.
Was he? No, I don't think he was Hall of Heroes. No, you're right.
But I mean, I get that. I get, but see, that's where I get, you know, I wonder, like, that's great that he attack buffs and he doesn't get a glancing hit, but also, like, to make him effective, I have to bring a stripper that outspeeds him So now I've got two units dedicated just to doing that one thing. Whereas, again, you know, and I know this would not go to Nelly the God's theory of, you know, clap them cheeks, but, like, if I can just push through and survive long enough, like, I'll outlast their buff, or, you know, I'll bring my Beth and I'll just crush their, like, buffs down to dust and, you know, just damage them enough to make it meaningless, but I don't know.
What I love, because you talk about multi-role, and, like, two of my favorite units are the Beast Monks, and they're totally multi. They heal, and they attack, and they're tanky, so they scale off of HP.
Wish I had a Beast Monk.
Oh, man, they're great. They're so cool, because they're exactly what you're talking about. You don't necessarily have to, you know, they could even 1v1, you know, well, 1v3, in, like, you know, guild and stuff like that, because...
But that's the thing. I've seen people Juno 1v3, right. And I guess that's the thing, like, yeah.
Yeah, multi-role units are great. Like, I was, you know, my Ritesh and
Kumar... Reshiboshi backs me up. He doesn't really use his galleon that much anymore.
Oh,
yeah, I mean, just... I just feel like, you know, pound for pound, I need to bring something that can also do something else. Because I can't afford to just... It's, you know, and again, it's kind of like why I struggle with not using my Pioneer, like my Water Pioneer. Because a lot of the time, like, you know, it's great that he gives such survivability to my team. But, you know, then I hear, like, Nelly the God in the back of my head saying, clap them cheeks! And I'm like, he's right. I need to bring some more DPS to this equation here.
Shout out to you, Nelly the God. Also, have you started using your 8-year summon pixes yet? I only have 3 so far. But, yes, I think I like multi-role units. The two Beast Monks I have are going to be built up and be pretty awesome.
Well, maybe a Beast Monk will be one of the ones I get in my 8.
What sucks is...
And honestly, if I get 8 sucky things, I'm going to I'm going to just double down and I'm going to get that 8-year pack thing that gives me 16 chances of terribleness, so I can be truly aggravated by the whole situation.
I was intrigued by my second pick, which is and I'm going to butcher the name in Aztec fashion, the Omni Yuji. The Omni Yuji. Oh, I think I crushed that. Omni Yuji. That, I am not familiar. Whoa.
You know, I never got those expressions. Crushing it. Killing it, man. Sick. Are these good things? These, like, when did we decide things, that being Chad. Sick and crushing and killing people was, like, that's the stuff, man.
So the wind on the Yuji is a...
I wish I had Tiana.
Another bang up unit. Yeah, man, I have no idea. I just know she has a cute little, what is it, a little fox? Little fox buddy there. That's the awesome.
Say hattie 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 ho.
I know little to nothing about this family of units, but Karma looks ridiculous. Attacks an enemy to remove one beneficial effect, then suppresses the target for 2 turns. The suppressed target will have HP reduced if the target uses a skill with a cooldown time.
Which attribute is this?
This is the wind one. And that's the one that I have picked. Well, so far, that's the front runner for the one that I'm going to select with my 8 choices.
Do you know what my front runner is?
What's your front runner?
Nobody, because they're all dupes so far.
I don't mean to laugh, but your delivery was pretty funny.
Well, you know, all that's what I'm so here far. For. Well,
I have one dupe.
And entertain one, the people.
I have one dupe and one I'm just not going to pick. I would rather pick this one over the Wind Occult Girl. I don't have her either, but, you know, whatever. Yeah, man.
I mean, personally, if it came to the Omni Yuji or Charlotte, the Wind Occult Girl, I would take the Omni Yuji, personally, because... Rashiboshi is 8 of 8 for dupes. So, you getting some crystals, huh, Rashiboshi?
Oh, I feel so...
That is a man hurts. Getting some crystals, I can tell.
Oh, that hurts, bro. Shout out to you, Rashiboshi. That is... Oof, that's rough. I thought it was bad when 20, I got a double 30. Dupe last week. I was salty about that. Now, you have all... You have the right to be salty. Lightstar, give him some of your salt. You know what I'm saying? He deserves...
Sprinkle!
He deserves it. Oh, man. That's rough, bro. I feel for you.
See, and like this, you know, I get the whole idea with the Amiyuji here. But, like, it doesn't, you know, it doesn't affect a bus on boss, so, you know.
That's true. That would be awesome. I mean, it's giving me vibes of the Art Master, Fire Out Master, Jogung, I believe. Yeah, you know, suppressing the units and such like that. That's, and then they use 50% of their health if they use a skill with a cooldown. That's rough.
So you know, Rashiboshi does bring up a phenomenally good point about the Wind Occult Girl, though.
What's up?
She, in one move, will decrease the attack bar, increase their chance of landing a glancing hit, and increase the attack bar of allies all in one single move. She is pretty baller. I do love my Charlotte. In fact, I should go and, you know, I should give her some Devilmon someday. What do you think? What do you think? Someday.
Good Charlotte? Definitely. Oh, do that already. Don't want to crystal another one. Ugh. There we go. Still
blah, blah, blah. Oh, and
before I forget, I'm just gonna buy my Splendid Blessings. So if I do pull a Nat 5,
yeah, do that.
Don't want to forget that.
I'm gonna pull a Nat 5, but I'm not crystalled because I did it. Everybody, to anybody that knows, I once crystalled my dupe Beth, and I was doing my normal 3 summons a day just to keep the to get the stuff, and I ended up getting my 50-50 between the Wind Monkey King, which I already have, and I want to say I think I had 2 of those at some point.
Right.
And Beth. So I got the other Beth. I'm not going to crystal her because I actually do want a second Beth because... Because
you...
I actually love my Beth a lot. Also, yes, the... standard unawakened look of them, so thank you.
I just like I love the actually. Unawakened Neostone fighter.
Okay, the crystal or I mean the Christmas skin for the summon henge has not served me well. I'm going to
7-year.
Go 7-year. Okay. No, I'm doing it.
Go with the 7-year.
It is. Lucky. All right, irony. Irony has been achieved. Okay.
So we're going to do some summons. I have a couple. I didn't save a whole lot for my birthday. Not nearly as much as Lightstar has, but I got about 70 mysticals, a couple of LNGs, like literally a couple, like 2. Oh,
you need to summon at my speeds to get through all these in the time.
It will not be that nearly as long, but I am guaranteed 1 5-star. And this will be and I already cleared space like a big boy, like a big boy summoner, because usually I'm gotta make space for my 100 and something. Nope, big boy.
He cleared up space in his monster box.
Yo, Flash Gordon, that was a great show. It was even a cartoon, Defenders of the Earth. That was Flash Gordon.
Yes,
also. Yeah,
it was.
Very cool. Very cool.
You save every one of us.
It's so funny. I always get Flash Thompson from Spider-Man and Flash Gordon mixed up because, the whole Flash thing.
Now, are you going to do 10 summon ones to, like, knock them out quicker?
You know what? Let's do that. Let's see. I mean, according to the Almighty Bagelmon, there's not too much difference, but why not? That'll make
really it. that was where I got my 50-50 and my 5-star, and that was like the 4th lightning in my 10. So I got like several 4 stars and then I got that. So to me, the 10 was very generous.
So that's balanced
out. We liked the 10. The
scales are balanced.
Although a fool in his scrolls will soon be parted. So, you know.
You know what? In light of that, I do this very rarely but I think I have enough. I think I'll should I do a premium pack of 11 mysticals, or should I do do one of the LNDs and the 7 attribute scrolls?
Well, you know how I feel about it. I only ever do the light and dark ones, and I strictly bought those for the entire year to save up for my birthday, so.
Ooh. Well, I have over 7,000 crystals, so I don't feel so bad. What do I want? Fire. So you choose fire, water, wind. Which one of these? I have no preference.
Wind then. Wait, no. You have a lot of great wind units, so pick water.
I do.
Pick water. Pick water because I know there's a few monsters you don't have in the water category that you'd be pretty happy with if you got, so I'd be happy if you got them too.
No problem. So should I count it down?
Please do. It's going to be very fast for me because when I hit this 10 button, it's practically over already for me.
Should I start strong with the Transcendent Scroll or should I just work
my way? Yeah, I mean, remember, like, that's what we decided last time was because if you get 2 dupes, it's better to know that early and then you can crystal it rather than be halfway through the summon.
So I'm going to start
off. And I mean, strong. What the heck? What the heck? Why not?
And I got a Splendid Blessing and I'll have the almighty Rashiboshi here to direct. So, and I got a double dupe last week, so I don't think I'm going to get another one this week. So I'll count down to the 5 star. 3, 2, 1. And Lightning-tastic. It's easy to be Lightning-tastic when you know.
Huh. I mean, I must say, I do also like the kind of graphical interface when you're doing the 10 summon as well.
So, water dragon or wind hell lady?
Etna or Etienne? Yeah, Etienne. Or...
I'm leaning toward the dragon.
I mean, if it were me... I would go with Zyros' cousin. Only because he is like game shape Brad.
And here's the funny thing.
He is like one of the best CC units, hands down. Like,
well, here's the funny thing. And it was about a year to the day that I got Zyros because I got him for my birthday summons last year. How funny is that?
Yeah, and I got my Zyros right after you, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you did.
It was like the very next day or something. Yeah. It was ridiculous.
So I have to consult Rashiboshi. What do you think? Wind Hell Lady or Water Dragon?
He says Etna is more unique, but not sure she's a lot of use. So, I mean, again, to me, Varad is useful everywhere. Etia, I'm gonna just pull up her stuff real quick.
Oh, you don't have to. I went with the water dragon. So I am, but yeah, so I mean, pull them up just see what I lost.
It was critical rate, leader skill in arena, mm-hmm. Stealing beneficial effects and stunning the target. With the 30% chance, with the chance of the enemy being stunned increasing as the HP decreases after the attack, and the stun is guaranteed if the enemy is less than 50%, weakens defense for 2 turns with 50% chance per attack, and increases by 10% each when the attack lands as a critical hit, and continuous damage for 50% chance. Again, she sounds very much like a PvP unit, and very, very good at what she does. But yeah, I think you're going to love Varad, so I'm very happy for you.
Thank you, so. I appreciate it. Varad it is. But yeah, just more usage, more utility. You know what I'm saying? You're talking mm-hmm. about multi-rule, so you know there's definitely more game modes I can use with Varad than
multi-rules. Bing.
Yeah, multi-rules are.
You gotta get knock them out 10 at a time. Oh, I got some lightning on a mystical. Look at me go. Little Sky Dancer. A little Sky Dancer action.
Yeah, I'm just running through my element scrolls. So, like you said, oh wow. Got some lightning. Got nice. A fire Sky Dancer.
Hey, and I just got a water Sky Dancer. How humorous.
So, have you used your chopper as yet? Have you got to the chopper? Like, literally.
I have not. Thank you for asking.
No problem. What the heck? Repeat summon has a wild animation. How funny is that?
Yeah, isn't it nice? It is nice. I actually like it. It's kind of cutesy.
It's nice. It's very Genshin. With the mm-hmm. comets, it's very Genshin. You know what I'm saying? But it's very cool. I like it. Someone has played Genshin on the dev team. Mm-hmm.
So I have one light and dark and one legendary. So you let me know when you're nearing the end of your run, and I'll do these two.
Well, funny enough, I got two bolts of lightning, a wind magic knight and a kung fu girl. But it was interesting. Nice. So yeah, I'm down to 60, so let's do another 10 pull. Yeah, someone definitely. Oh good. I needed a vampire to skill up my vampire king or whatever. What's his name? What? The dark vampire lord, that's it. Whatever. So I actually did need that vampire. Excellent. Now that wind death knight, not so much. Oh wow, my crystal dragon landed and kind of laid down right at the same time. That's pretty funny. I found that to be funny. Yeah. So you've used the I forget his name, Wind Giant Warrior. What's the
Skogul?
Skogul, yes. I've seen you use him. Oh wow, that's a new one. I did not have the Windstring Master.
Nice.
But yeah, how do you like your Skogul?
Oh, I love Skogul. He's part of my pretty much standard arena attack team right now.
Yeah, I noticed. I have one, and I have a crap ton of 3-star, you know, giant warriors that I can use to skill them up. So, eventually, but how do you, you just tank them, right? You just put as much HP as possible on them, right?
I do, because it makes him more survivable, so he has time to do what he needs to do.
Okay, so I will.
There could be more eloquent ways of tanking him, but.
Next time, yeah, tank him. More eloquent. I love this. So, still need to make space. Let's do. I think I go through them faster when I single pull. Wait, what?
Really? What'd you get?
Fire Beast Rider. From a mystical.
You got Masha. Very nice. Masha, I love my Masha,
Masha. Yo. Yeah.
It's all about Masha, Masha, Masha.
Birthday luck is going great. Got Varad. Got Masha. Like, scared the heck out of me because I was like, wait, 1, 2, 3, 4. Wait. Is that 5 stars? From a mystical, dude. From a mystical. Whoa, that is frightening. And I already have the water.
See, this is my Skogul army that I'm building up. So I have four more that I need to six star. And then I'll have a whole team of Skogles just for funsies to see what it's like.
That is going to be so funny. I would love to see that fight. You have, what, four Skogles?
Five.
Amazing.
Have you ever lost a unit? Just can't find him? Start getting panicked? You did something stupid and he's gone forever?
Yes. And then I found him. I found all the units that I thought I lost. That I thought I fed by accident. I always use the attribute.
Except the water magic knight. that one you really
and
got rid
I
of.
I fed all, well, the other two I had to one of them. So I have learned my lesson, but not learned my lesson at the same time. All the magic knights have went to the one magic knight who is now very nice. Free skill ups for everybody. Alright. I'm going to do... Oh, good. I need martial cats. I need to 2A some people. Probably the next week I'm going to have to watch Sean's
beats. Okay, see, Ergar...
Yeah?
The dark vampire lord
right.
is nowhere near the other vampires, and I was very scared
that I had gotten rid of him.
How did this happen? How did this happen?
That's funny.
Maybe I just like fed him to somebody.
That's
I was like,
funny. How did this you were so nervous.
I instantly lock everything
you
because I'm
like,
so paranoid
what?
These days.
You were like, no. Oh, let me lock up Marsha. Yo,
How close are you? Because, you know, I have my two scrolls yet.
Very close. I'm going to do my legendary first and then the two LNDs.
All right, I'm going to do my LND and then my legendary, so...
3, 2, 1, coordinated summoning... Look at that lightning.
No lightning for me, though. Sad days. Yeti. Alright, what did you get?
I just got a wind jack-o'-lantern for the... for the legendary, and... Oh, that's right.
The halibut?
Yeah. And let's try some scam stones to warm up this whole summoning circle.
Oh, I forgot. I should be shaking something, right? Hold on. Chimeras, here you go. Alright, there. I wiggled some chimeras, so I feel good about this.
What? You wiggled some chimeras, so you feel good about this.
I did. I did that. Look it! I told you it would work! I told you that would work!
Wind dragon, awesome.
Alright, so...
Now you have a new ritual to wiggle your chimera. Wiggle the chimera.
So, ages ago in this game, I had the choice between Ciara and... I forget what his name is, Awoken, but the wind dragon... And I swear to you, I got Ciara the very next week.
So we have
I've had three. Jameer, that's right. Thank you. I have had three different. Oh, Rashi Boshi got into an ad break. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I love you. I'm so sorry. Okay, I need 15 of the big crystals.
So it is Dragon Day here on Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War. Lightstar just pulled a Wind Dragon. Amazing. I just pulled Varad the Water Dragon. Amazing. And last year, almost to this date, we pulled Zyro. So that's just crazy.
And that's the thing. I now have all three main attributes of dragons, which is great. And Jameer is really wonderful at what they do. Just kind of pull it up real quick after I awaken them, because, you know, I have impulse control problems. Wait a minute. I can't remember if I have something in my 8-year thing that makes something 6-star instantly. I think I do, and I'm going to use it for Jameer, of course, because, you know, impulse control problems being what they are.
Even more good news. Just got Marsha, the Fire Beast Rider. Like, it's been a lightning-tastic day.
Forbidden Evolution Scroll, and I don't know if I have a Super Angel Mon, but we're about to find out. And if I don't, chances are I'm about to buy a Super Angel Mon.
Well, I'm going to try to cash in on some of this Lifestar luck and open my 3 LNDs.
It's already... I do have a Super Angel Mon. Jameer, you going to the big leagues, brother.
Got lightning on an LND. Ugh.
Gonna be the
4-star. Definitely a 4-star.
But come on. We know for a fact some 4-star LNDs.
Not this one.
are as good. I'm just saying, we know.
This is true. I did get the Death Knight, the Dark Death Knight. So he's dark and he's deathly.
Hey, congratulations. I hit level 40 with Jameer already. Yeah. Where can he go?
I wonder how. Yeah.
He's about to just absorb a bunch of Devilmon as well. Okay. So his skills. Shoots a lightning arrow at the enemy, deals more damage according to your attack speed, so you make him fast. Attack the enemy to inflict damage proportionate to the target's max HP, and attacks all enemies once again with 20% of the damage. And additionally, it has a 40% chance to decrease the enemy's attack power and attack speed for 2 turns. And then his S3 removes all harmful effects of all allies, and all ally skills will become instantly available. So basically, he can reset everybody except the Illusion of Time, Ganymede's ability, Jameer's own ability.
Right.
By that, so that's really great, because you're protecting yourself.
I take it Deus is actually pretty good, the Dark Death Knight. I see a lot of usage.
Deus is great.
And Punisher's Crypt. Okay, great. Excellent. So I take that back. This one isn't bad. And I can feed all my other Death Knights to him. Perfect. And he looks kind of cool. And I know I have Death Knights that I can definitely
see. Deus gets used a lot of places, so yeah.
Oh, so okay. You know what? Added to the list of things I get wrong.
The list!
2 more LNDs. Let's see. This one did not have lightning. Dark Mummy. Great. And no lightning on this LND. Light Serpent. Oh, actually, I have 1 more legendary. Let's see which 4-star or 5-star.
Guaranteed lightning. Did you wiggle your Chimera?
I'm sure you did for me, but no, Wind Neostone would be the result of that one.
See, that's because you didn't let me wiggle anything before you do it.
Wiggle away.
Watch my screen. Look at me wiggling the dragons for you.
Wiggle the dragons so I can use these last 10 pull for the mystical scrolls. Thank you for wiggling your dragon. Appreciate it.
Done.
Can't believe you wiggled your Chimera and got a dragon.
And summoned a Jameer. I'm telling you, it's, you know, not a bad bit of business, that.
Not at all. So, let's see.
Not bad at all.
Water Dragon, Fire Beast Rider,
Rod.
And
Masha.
Dark.
And Masha is phenomenal.
Yes.
Like, I cannot tell you how much fun Masha, like, she is somebody I use on my team quite often. Like, she is, I mean, granted, she's not the best of the Beast Riders, but she is not the worst of the Beast Riders by any stretch. So.
Okay. No problem. But yeah.
I mean, the Wind one is the best Beast Rider to have. But Masha is very good.
You know what? I have the Wind one. I totally forgot.
I didn't.
So that's all three attributes for the Beast Riders. Oh, the big kitties. We like the kitties.
Yeah. Me over here with just Masha and a dream.
It's all you need.
I mean, again, I'm getting a lot of very nice. I've had very good luck. Again, we decided I could no longer be
salt block. You cannot be salt block. You got Ganyu in Genshin. You got what?
I did.
You got Ymir today. You cannot be a salt block.
I got a dupe, Beth, just on regular mysticals during the week. So,
you know, to feed into your unawakens thing that you got. You know, so I mean, come on, like
I feel attacked.
It's a good day. It's a good day.
And I mean, your birthday summons went off.
Birthday summons went off like
amazing.
You know, ridiculous, redonkulous. You know, I'm actually looking for
Rashi Boshi. He says wiggling your dragon in your chimera without context really makes the stream sound not safe for work. Luckily, I know what you're referencing.
So he
what do you call yours? Chimera and Dragon?
But what he literally did was this all started with Aragar. This was started with Aragar. I mentioned that I needed a vampire to skill up Aragar. He checked his box just to make sure he still had Aragar because he thought he lost him and was low-key panicking. So he's checking his box and he finds Aragar, of course, and he's like, okay, let me make sure to lock everybody. So he went to his chimera, locked it, and then started like moving it around and wiggling him so he would dance or whatever. And he was like, hey, look, I'm wiggling my chimera. And then summons a wind dragon like immediately after. So that's where the whole wiggling my chimera thing came from. Comment.
No, I mean, I mainly got it from Schizophrenic Gamer. He always does that and, like, blasts trees when he does summons for people.
He blasts trees, like, and then he wiggles the unit before the one that he wants.
Yeah, so, like, he'll get, like, he'll have, like, two different, like, attributes of the same monster. Right. So they're side by side. He'll just, like, tap back and forth really fast. Like, if you do it with any of your monsters in your box, you'll see what I'm talking about.
Gotcha.
Like, if you have two attributes that are nearby that you can get on the same bar level, you'll see what I mean.
I see.
It's very funny. Because, like, the animation, if you hit it fast enough, like, it'll bounce back and forth so quick that they barely move, and so it's very funny.
Oh, okay. So it's like the fire... I have the Fire Fairy King and the Wind... And the Blue... I'm sorry. The Water Fairy King. Yeah, I get it. Ha ha.
Yep. That is wiggling.
Wiggle,
wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Yeah.
Wiggle. It is kind of funny. Yeah, and especially the Fairy Kings, because they kind of...
He jiggles the Mystic Quest and all, yeah.
Because the Fairy Kings, they kind of do this like shoulder shimmy, which is hysterical. Yeah, I love it. Very funny.
Yeah. I mean, again, I can't discount it's juju. It worked. I mean, what are you gonna do? Can't say it's not something that exists because it just got me Ymir. So clearly it exists.
So besides the wiggling gods, who are you shouting out this week, Lightstar?
You know, Rashi Boshi, thank you for adapting and coming with us. I can tell already. I don't know if you were here at the beginning, but this really suits us down to the pound. This is really for a lot of reasons, like the weekend is just going to be so much better for us for a lot of different things. Anytime, Rashiboshi, you have a good day, man. But yeah, thank you for coming with us to the weekend, and you know, hope to see you every weekend. And of course, you know, Nelly the God, like, he got back home.
I definitely
recently,
have to shout out Silver Croissant. Just joined my stream over here on Twitch on the Aztecle. I'm excited.
A Silver Croissant?
Yes. Silver Croissant, if you can believe. He's watching us now. But yes, please continue.
Hi, Silver Croissant. No, you're fine, bud. But yeah. Just, you know, all the Discorderlies, anybody who is watching and lurking, you know, gracias, mi corazones, you know. Demasiado.
You want to see Lightstar go off? You want to see Lightstar? I put this in my notes just so I could. Does anyone want to tell me about this an individual called Tom Nook? Do you know? Is there a
Gotta
Tom
hate
Nook?
That guy.
Anywhere.
I mean, this could be an hour discussion. All right, he brings this up because Tom Nook, the slave driver of Animal Crossing Switch,
I have no reference. So this
we'll get back to the shoutouts, but like again, so this cat, right? He's like, oh, hey, come to this island, live free from all the stress of modern life, and just get back to nature and be happy, and you know, don't have anything to stress about. Here's a tent, I've paid for everything, I'm an entrepreneur, I'm very philanthropic, I'm so happy to help. Right. Then he's like, oh, hey, I need you to build a shop for my nephews, so go get me like $5 million and all the building materials so that, you know, I can build an office for my nephews. And I obviously need a better office, and obviously I need to build a museum on this island. And are you still living in that tent? Give me like 100 million bells and I'll build you a house, but it'll only be a one-room house. And then this cat will hold you ransom every chance he gets. Like, do you want another room?
So, I'm guessing
if you can afford it, he is a relentless. Like, yeah, it's basically he entrapped you on the island with the promise of getting away from modern life, and then he makes you build shackles of modern life right there on the island.
Rocco's modern
and
life.
Basically have. Like an underground, like turnip, like, you know, dark, you know, dark web going out there just to try and sell turnips so that you can turn a profit so you can pay this relentless taskmaster to make a bridge right from here to there so you can walk over to the next place so you can shake the trees so you might not get stung by a bee.
Wow. Now, Tom Nook is the fictional. I guess he's like the user interface for Animal Crossing, and I know of a game called Animal Crossing way back on, like, I think it was like the Nintendo 64 or the GameCube or something, and I didn't know they made a remake of this. And Lightstar goes off on this Tom Nook, and I'm thinking this is like a real guy. I was like, this guy sounds terrible, and I Google him, and he's the freaking character in Animal Crossing. So Lightstar is absolutely mad about this anamorphic raccoon that is like holding him hostage.
Okay, seriously, if somebody offered you a way to get away from all your problems and then basically was like, now I'm your problem, that's basically Tom Nook. Like, he's like, oh, you're stressed out by modern life, that's cool, man, come over here, no worries, no bills, no nothing, just the island life, man. And then he's like, now that I've got you here, you're mine, make it.
Yep.
And that's basically how he treats you the rest of your life, is that you're an indentured servitude to him. just so you can build a bridge. Hysterical. So you can get over to your plants. So you can, this is not you can a, shake your plants down.
A glaring like review of Animal Crossing. Don't think I'll be playing this. Just because
you should.
No,
you
should. I don't. Play. I don't want to be mad at Tom Nook uncontrollably.
Everybody is mad at Tom Nook.
That's the whole point of the game.
It's like Planet Hulk. Like, you know, he's always angry.
Poor guy. But anyway, I want to shout out ChopSpot, which is in Linden, New Jersey. They're going to cater our party next week. So, yeah. Shout out to you folks. That about wraps it up. We've been going on for like, you know, ever.
Thank you, Lurch SW. This conversation, yes, Tom Nook is the devil. This is what happens on our live stream. I'm just saying. He's just laughing at our conversation. I mean, this is what we do. This is exactly how we are.
We talk so
like you have no idea. As soon as like we're done with this, this will probably go on for another 20 minutes of me complaining about Tom Nook. Like, no doubt.
Common.
Like, once I get started, I hate that guy. So, like, and I'll play the game. That's the problem. I don't know how to quit.
So, you don't know how to stop playing.
I don't want terrible. To give him the satisfaction of getting me off the island. No. Wow. I'll be back, Colin. I'll always be back.
Comedy. Big shout out to MiHoYo again for doing all of
the... MiHoYo! Yo! The
HoYoverse or whatever they like to be called. Doing some amazing
work.
So, like, and their slogan for, like, a number of years has been Techo Tacos. That saved the world, and they're literally doing that right now. So, you know, big shout out to them.
And yet, still couldn't give decent anniversary gifts for Genshin.
They did in Honkai. So all our Honkai players, stand up. We got some good rewards, but Genshin not so much.
I play Honkai. I have 53 different currencies.
Yeah, it is a nightmare for someone that is trying to. You know,
what's the conversion rate of my blue discs into trans-dimensional tetra hoppers so that I can save up so I can get 100 shards of truth so that I can buy that one sword for that one character that I'm going to peace out on in 5 minutes?
Like, Genshin players do not complain about materials. There's 100. Yes, there's. Let's put it this way. There may be 3 materials or more to level up your character in Genshin. There's like 17 in Honkai. And then that's not counting the weapons.
Each character has 17 of their own.
Oh my goodness.
So every character is their own 17 different resources you have to farm. To get them.
If I'm lying, if I tell anyone that plays both Genshin and Honkai, tell me if I'm like, if there's not insane, like, you literally have to have like a Forex chart of different currencies to play Honkai. If you, but anyway, that's it for us. New episodes on Saturday. We're gonna, you know, knock these out on our podcast. Also,
are you sure Tom Nook doesn't like, you know, run that Honkai?
Does not run the. I'm very sure Tom Nook does not run the Honkai verse or the HoYo verse.
Sounds like his sounds like his shady practices. That's all.
I hear you. New episodes every Saturday now. Yeah, I mean they're all.
Well, we will record them on Saturday. We are hoping we get them out Sunday or Monday.
Yeah,
that's what we didn't mean to say. So we are hopeful. We live in hope.
But yes, our socials, MRGTSW.
Thanks, Lurch.
And on YouTube,
Lurch like the stream. Look at that.
Awesome. MRGTSW on Instagram, MRGTSW. Facebook, MRGTSW, Reddit, Lightstar, 777 Gaming, on the Twitch, Aztec Olmec Gaming, on the Twitch,
and Discord. Rancher's Guide on Twitter.
Rancher's Guide on Twitter.
Come.
And the Discord.
Come chat with me.
Monster Rancher's Guide to the Univoice. To the Univoice. Yeah.
And look for this podcast. Hopefully in the next day or two we will post it, and feel free
Well, yeah,
to reach out to us also. Meantime.
Oh, yeah, mrgtsw@gmail.com. You can shoot us an email if anyone emails.
Is Sion a character in Honkai?
Sion?
S-I-A-N?
S-I-A-N. No.
If that's a Summoner's War character, that's a heck of a lot of attack power. So, yes, that's baller.
Well,
have a great week, everybody. We'll talk to you soon.
Everybody live long and prosper.
Peace and long life. The Water Bomber.